Hello, welcome to the Kim and Wynn Show. I'm your host, Kimberly Cannon.
And I'm Lynn Wynn.
Today, we're going to talk about Thursday's class, February the 18th, 2010. We had such a wonderful class that day. Lynn is going to start off talking about the screenwriting.
This week in class, we learned about the structure of movies and how screenwriting fits into that structure. We talked about the structure, cycle, and act structure of movies. The structure of a movie is basically the selection of events from the character used to arouse a specific feeling.
Wait, did you say arouse?
Arouse. I did. Well, it is important that the events selected do a good job of arousing a feeling. Eric definitely stressed that.
Sure did.
The movie cycle includes goal, action, conflict, and reaction. I'm going to start off with telling you about structure. Now, when I watch movies, I never really think about what actual components make up the movie. I just kind of watch it and let it arouse certain feelings from me. But basically, structure is a selection of events from a character that is supposed to arouse specific feelings from the audience. Movies are used to educate, entertain, or tell a story. And stories are the events that a character experiences, and the plots are the specific choices a character makes and the responses to those choices. Usually, plots are also used to describe the scenes from a story used in a movie.
After structure, we have the cycle. There are four parts to the cycle. There's the goal, the action, conflict, and the reaction. The goal is basically the end result. Everyone has a goal in life, even you do, Lynn does, and I do as well. But in movies, you have an internal goal and an external goal. The internal goal is experienced within the character. For instance, say Lynn is the character and she wants to get over her fear of heights. That's like an internal goal. The external goal is experienced outside the character's body or self. For instance, say if Lynn wanted to run a marathon and she finally ran it with a broken leg, she would be so awesome. But the goal basically is just the overall goal of the movie. Then there's action, the character's attempt to achieve a goal. So for Lynn, say she's psychotic, her action would be going to the therapist to get help, because that's what she needs. And if it was the external goal, she would just practice daily so that she can win the marathon. Then we have the conflict, which is the gap between expectation and reality, which is the obstacle. And then we have the reaction, which is the character's response to the conflict.
I think that's so neat that every movie, no matter how different they are, such as from The Hangover to The Notebook, they're totally two different movies, really good, but they both share those four parts of the cycle. But anyway, next we have the act structure. Essentially, there are three acts in a movie. Act one is basically the exposition and character development of the goals, and usually this is where the inciting incident occurs and where expectations are established within the movie. Act two is mainly to build up this plot and build up the characters and build up the characters or the feelings that the audiences are supposed to feel. Act three is the climax of the movie, which is the high point of the movie. Everything from then on out is kind of resolution. Longer movies are thought to have a fourth act. I can't really describe what that is. I want to say what I gather from the class. Act four is mainly just
the extras.
Just the extras and like kind of a part two of act three. But also, Eric stressed how the screenwriter writes the story, but does not direct the actual visuals of the movie, and the screenwriter doesn't direct the directors or the actors, and so they don't dictate how the film is received.
In class, we have a project to do, and we have to make short films. We will use the Suffix program for screenwriting. The program allows you to include the scene heading internal or external, location or time. Also, action and characters, dialogue, and transition in shots will also be used to help make this film. In our class, our project is consisted of six teams, and there's like four people within each team. We have to make a film, which I am so excited. Are you excited?
Pumped.
Pumped is the
So
word.
pumped.
I can't wait to do it, because at the end of class, we will have a film festival. Maybe a, you know, director will be there, and I can get famous and make my way to Hollywood. That would be so awesome. That would be so cool. Anyway, so last class session, before we knew what our drama was going to be, we brainstormed on several unique ideas for our short film. Soon after each team was assigned a certain genre, there is horror, action, comedy, romance, experimental, and drama. We also have several components that must be used in the film. Every movie must include a mime or a clown. I think Wade would be the clown. A guitar, a cheese grater, and a skull. Who has a skull? You have a skull?
No, but Eric is the clown as a skull, because normal people don't have a skull.
Yeah, normal people do not have a skull.
Just kidding, we love you, Eric.
We love you. But a skull, yeah, has to be used. It must also include the line, "Why is this happening to me today, Why is this happening to me today of all days?" And it would be better for us not to talk about that. There are four people to a team, as I said before, as well as four jobs that must be done. There's the director, the camera operator, and the editor, and the sound operator. Which job did you have, Lynn?
The job in my group that I chose was to be a co-editor with Destiny. And our group was also assigned the genre comedy, which we're all really excited about.
That sounds like fun.
What about you, Kim?
I'm responsible for sound, the sound operator of my group. Boom, boom, clash, clash, you know? And we were assigned horror, so I think being scared would be fun. I think we'll have a good time. So, what about you? You think it'll be fun?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this project, and I hope everyone's excited as Kim and I are.
Yeah, I think it'll be really fun.
Well, it was good to talk to everyone.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to the Lynn and Kim Show. We will talk to you next time. I'm your host, Kimberly Cannon, as I stated before.
And I'm Lynn Lynn.
Bye. Have a nice day.